Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, friends and family. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio this Sunday, June 14th. We're so glad to be coming to sit with you or to be with you in your home or in your automobile, wherever you're listening right now. We just want to say God bless you. Welcome to Eagles Life Ministry, Rebuilding Center, Church of the Living God. We're here to give you words, and we call them bricks, to help build or rebuild your life. At this moment right now, Bishop is going to lead us in prayer. Please listen in through the whole broadcast. I promise you, you're going to be truly blessed this morning.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Thanking God for another day of wisdom. Praise God, another day that the Lord has made. That we can rejoice and be glad the next day. We thank God, praise God, just for another day. Glory to God, amen. We're going to come in prayer, praise God. We're going to pray and believe God. Just want to thank God, praise God, amen, for who he is right now. And I often say, God, don't never bless us no more. We sit and tell God, thank you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Father, just for another day. We thank you, Father, for your blessings that you have stored up upon us. We thank you, Lord, how you just kept us another day, Father. You didn't have to do it, but your goodness and mercy, Lord. We thank you, Father, how you are just looking on and how you just rising us up this day, Father, how you are just setting us free. Glory to God, in spite of all of the things that's going on around us this day, Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your hand being upon all the saints this day, even those that have not given their lives to Christ yet. We know that. Glory to God, amen. God got his hand upon them too. And we just thank God, amen, for all creation and everything is made and created by God. We thank God this day for Jesus Christ, our Lord. Lord God, who laid down his life for each and every one of us. We thank God this day, Father. We just want to ask the Lord today, Father, to get together. Look on us. Look on our affliction today. And the Bible says many afflicted of the righteous, but God will deliver us out of them all.
Amen.
And Father, we ask right now, Lord God, to just shower down, Father, let a special anointing come down upon of all of God's people, Father, throughout this universe this day, Father. In spite of everything that's going on, we know that you're still in full control. And Lord God, we ask this day, Father, for the hospitals, everybody that's incarcerated. Praise God, everybody that's under the weather. Praise God, everybody that's disturbed by something. Praise God, amen. Well, we ask right now, amen, just look to the hills, what's coming to your help. Remember, God gave each and every one of us a measure of faith. We want to use our faith, amen. The Bible says, if you have faith of a grain of a mustard seed, you can speak to the mountain, and the mountain shall be moved. I believe that there's something going on in everybody's lives, praise God, amen. But glory to God, if you had not had a problem, amen, you never would have came to the Lord. But we give God praise to say, amen, how God gets. God is God all by himself. When we ask this day, Father, that's in the hospital this day, Father, let them rise up this day, Father. Give them a special touch this day, Lord God. Let a miracle begin to take place in their lives this day. Lord God, we ask this day, Father, that God the doctor's hand, praise God. Amen. That we know that it is you that do the healing, but you give man knowledge, praise God, amen, that to help whatever the situation is in our lives to make us well. Glory to God, but it is you that do the healing. Father God, we ask right now, Father, in all of the homes this day, Father, even us this day, God, that we'll continue to come together, that the children, Father, let us be able that the parents will talk to the children. They will get some understanding who you are this day, Father. We thank you, Father, together next day, and in spite of all things that's going on all around us. We believe, glory to God, amen, but right now, It is the time for each and every one of us. We can spend time with each other. We can call on your name. We can call on the name of Jesus. We get some understanding of a little more. We can get in your word more. We can pray more. Lord God, this day, Father, we know that you got everything under control this day, Lord God. Father, we ask you to bless all of the saints throughout this world this day, Lord God, and all the ministers and and everything that's going on around about us today, Father, that we see. Lord God, we're out here today, Father. Oh, God, for your goodness and mercy, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, God, to be upon us all this day, Father. No, Lord God, that we may come out, we can come out of whatever it is that we are in, Father. That we can just give you the glory. We can just tell you thank you this day, Father, that we bless the little children, because your word says suffer the little children to come unto you and forbid them not to enter the kingdom of God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for giving the kingdom unto all of your children this day, God. No, God, we thank you, Father, for giving us something that we could not give ourselves this morning, Father. We know, God, that you say wherever two or three are gathered together, that you will be in the midst this day, Father. We believe that you're in the midst everywhere this day, God, and that we will believe that there is nothing too hard for you this day, Lord. And we ask you, Father, to bless all the city officials, Father, all those Republicans and the ones that sit in high places, Father. We ask you to just bless their homes, their children, Father. Bless their hearts, Father. Oh, God, give them a special touch, Father, that they will make the right decision, Father. Things will go, Father, as you have said that they should stand. But, Lord God, we know one thing is another, and somebody's troubling one thing, and somebody's trouble of another. But, Lord God, we'd ask for your mercy, Father, to be upon them this day, Father, that they will come to an understanding in their minds and in their hearts, God. Oh, God, guide them and give them a direction this day, Father. Help them, Father, that they may do the things right, that we can be right in your sight this day, Lord God. Oh, God, let them be enabled, Father, to come to themselves this day, Father. Oh, God, that they will seek you even the more, Father. They will call on your name even more, God. That they will rise up even more. Oh, God, that they will be able to be a help to one another this day, God. We ask you to bless all of our neighbors that round about this day, Father, and one thing or another this day, Lord God. We know you got all sin. You got all sin eyes. Praise God, amen. Your hand is not too short that it couldn't reach down and bless us this day, Father.
Yes.
No, Lord God, many people that are standing on Isaiah 53 and 5, said that you were wounded by transgression, wounded by iniquity. Get tired of that people that won't ask you. If you bore all of our sickness and all of our infirmity this day, Lord God. And you say, by his stripes, we will be healed. Lord God, we thank you, Father, because you say we can decree a thing. And Lord God, because we are your people and you are our God this day, Father, we are yet still calling on your name. We're depending upon you, God. We know that you've got nothing moving except it moved by your power today, Lord God. And we just want to give you praise and glory and thanks this morning, Father, that as the preacher come to break the bread of life, let it be a rhema word this day, Father. Let it be a word that would call somebody to turn around, cause somebody to make a change in their mind and their lives this day, that they would take a stand that they never took before, that they would come brand new. They would get rid of the old man and the new man would come on. Lord God, we thank you this day, Father. Your word is still here today because you said that everything is going down but the word of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the true and the living God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, we reverence you this morning, hallelujah. Glory to God, through eternity we reverence you, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, so grateful for the prayer, glory to God, this morning from our bishop, knowing that the Father is in charge, glory to God, amen. We understand that Jesus, glory to God, and he's totally the key. He's the door. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. But prayer and faith, the prayer of faith unlocks the door.
Yes,
when you pray, you got to believe that God is, hallelujah, and that he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him, glory to God. He is who he say he is, glory to God. We just believe that the prayers amen, of the righteous do avail as much. That God does answer. He listens. He turns, amen, a strong ear to those prayers, amen. And thank God, amen, we just received the blessings, amen,
yes,
as
Lord.
We're being overflowed this morning. Hallelujah. Once again, I want to welcome you to Eagles Life Rebuilding Center Blog Talk Radio Life Construction Zone, amen. We call it the Construction Zone. For those who aren't aware, amen, because this is a time of rebuilding, glory to God, amen. And we need to rebuild our lives and strengthen ourselves in God, amen. Remember how, glory to God, amen, when God was describing, amen, to Nehemiah, and he was talking about how he was building the walls, amen, to rebuild Jerusalem, and him and Ezra were restoring, amen, the temple, rebuilding the temple, but the walls had to go up first, and how the families came together. My family built one side of the wall, and the next family next to me built the other, and working together in unison. Glory to God, amen. That's how the wall was built and constructed, amen. And we need to do that today. We need to take lessons, amen, from those people of that day, glory to God, and how they work together. We're in the pandemonium now, and with all this pandemonium going on, it's not just the COVID-19, but now we have these racial tensions and racial situations going on in this time. And you would think in 2020, somehow or another, we will rise above that. But it's sad to say that people are people, and they are who they are. It's within them, glory to God, to have hatred that had to be bred in them. A child is not born with hatred and malice in them. They had to be taught, glory to God. And it's sad that there are still evil people around that are provoking and building evil in the hearts of people. But we count on prayer. We believe that God will fix every situation. Glory to God. Amen. He's still on the throne and he's still in charge. It may look like man is in control and in charge, but thank God for his permissive will. He allows us so much rope. They always say in the world, if you give a person enough rope, they will hang themselves, glory to God, amen, or they'll draw back, praise God, amen, one or the other. But the Lord, he allows us to make our own choice. And with every choice, you better believe that there's always a reaction. Just like we said in the world, with every action, there's a reaction. So we need to think of our choices, glory to God, amen. In this day, you know, I remember when I was in school and our teachers asked us, I think I was in third grade. What do we think? What we think is going to happen in the year 2020? And I think on my little statement, I wrote, cars will be flying or whatever in the air, and everybody had something. But glory to God, I guess we never thought that racial tensions would be as high as they are today. And all those hundreds of years ago, somehow or another, people's heart ought to be soft and ought to be after flesh, after the heart of God. But if not, people are still evil. They're being taught wickedness and all kinds of animosity and hatred against others because of the difference of a person. I mean, the Father created us all, and we are all perfect in his sight. So why are you want to judge who's perfect and who's not perfect? He created us, and the Bible says he created us in his own image. So I'm just suggesting today that people turn to prayer. You know, violence and looting and stealing, that defeats our whole purpose. The purpose is to bring awareness and to make changes to the laws and the attitudes and the characters of those that govern us. But when you bring violence, it only violence beget violence. If you live by the sword, the Bible says you die by the sword. So we need to figure a way, come together as a people in prayer. I'm telling you, God will guide and he will direct our steps. If the people in leadership that are pulling these groups together would seek him first for guidance, and those that are joining the groups for their own purpose and for their own agendas need to just get somewhere to sit down, because violence begets violence, and nothing's going to be changed or fixed or rectified with all of this killing and looting and stealing and breaking in folks' properties and stuff like that. That defeats our whole purpose. We're not that type of people, and we don't want to be governed by that type of people, but we also don't want to be that acting like that type of person. So that being said, we once again, welcome to Eagles Life this morning. We give God praise for the prayer that Bishop prayed, and we just believe God for that he's moving on our behalf. Everything is moving by the power of God. So today we're coming from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29. And if you get your Bibles and follow in scripture, I'm going to read 14 verses of Jeremiah chapter 29. And it says, "Now these are the words of the letter that Jeremiah the prophet sent from Jerusalem unto the residue of the elders which are carried away captives, and to the priests and to the prophets and to all the people whom Nebuchadnezzar had carried away captive from Jerusalem to Babylon. After that, Jeconiah the king and the queen and the eunuchs and the princes of Judah and Jerusalem and the carpenters and the smiths were departed from Jerusalem by the hand of Elasa, the son of Shaphan, and Gemariah, the son of Hilkiah, whom Zedekiah, king of Judah, sent unto Babylon to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, unto all that are carried away captives, whom I have caused to be carried away from Jerusalem unto Babylon, build ye houses and dwell in them, and plant gardens and eat the fruit of them. Take ye wives and beget sons and daughters, and take wives of your sons and give your daughters to husbands, that they may bear sons and daughters, and that ye may increase there and not diminish. And seek the peace of the city, whither I have caused you to be carried away captives, and pray unto the Lord for it, for in the peace thereof shall ye have peace. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, let not your prophets and your diviners that be in the midst of you deceive you, neither hearken unto your dreams which have caused you to dream. For they prophesy falsely unto you in my name. I have not sent them, saith the Lord. For thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you, in causing you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil. I give you an expected end. Then shall ye call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me when you search for me with your whole heart. I will be found of you, saith the Lord, and I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all the nations and from the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord. And I will bring you again into the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive." Amen. We just read 1 through 14 verses of the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29. We're talking about a plan. God has a plan, glory to God, for the lives of his people. Verse 11, he said, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." And what he's saying here is, I know the plan that I have for you. I want to give you an unexpected but a good end, glory to God. And we know that God is in charge of everything, glory to God. But he also said in verse 13 to 14, "If you seek me, you will find me if you search for me with your whole heart," glory to God. Amen. We're living in a time now, as I said earlier, where a nation needs to learn to seek their God, glory to God. Amen. We've tried everything else. Violence don't work. Looting and stealing, and only, like I said, violence beget violence. We need to get a new plan. So God's plan for us, we need to follow the plan that the Lord has given for us and the plan that he gave Israel back in the day. All we have to do is follow righteousness and follow what's right. And so when he sent Jeremiah to the people, and think of what the type of prophet Jeremiah was, because he had a plan that went against the decision of the kings in the land, but it was God's plan. And so he still had to deliver that plan. But if we know his history, we know he stayed in the dungeon. He stayed in the prisons because he was speaking for the Lord. The plan to plan something, we know what it means to plan something. We've already set the outline of what we want to do and how we want to do it. And some people deviate from plans. You know, you lay plans and like you try to build something. You've already got the diagrams or the architecture pictures of how you want it to go. And then you start changing stuff in the midst of building it. Some things are not going to work out right. And because it wasn't attached to the original plan, and you're going off course. And when you go off course, you can cause all kind of disasters and catastrophes. And we don't want that to happen in our life. You know, God, he's still on the throne, still in charge. Whether people believe it or not, I love to say that. And I believe this with my whole heart. God is not God because people believe he's God because he is God. If no one ever believes, he's still God. He's still our Father. He still governs the world. And whether we like it or not, but I'm so glad he is the type of God that he is that allow us the opportunity to choose. We choose, and so most times we make the wrong choices. But when we choose right, glory to God, he watches over his word according to his gospel. He watches over his word daily to perform it. So if we follow after his laws and after his word, glory to God, we can't help but be protected because he has put us under the shelter or the secret place in him. So when we look at verse 11 again, he says, "For I know the thoughts and the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord." This is Jeremiah chapter 29. Thoughts to prosper you and not to harm you. Thoughts to give you hope and a future. Glory to God. And sometimes the way things look in our lives, it may look like there is no hope there. The future's bleak, you know, like things are happening. But when we follow the master's plan, God's plan for his chosen people is for us to succeed in all walks of life, to have prosperity. We might not be wealthy, but prosperity and good family life, good job or good business sense or whatever the case may be, peace and glory to God, to occupy, like Jesus said, occupy until I come. And I can't say this enough. When people are just living and existing and stealing and robbing and killing and doping and just destroying themselves, they're not really living. Occupying means to do the best that you can, to live according to what is right and to be happy in it. I'm telling you, having a miserable life is not occupying. He's to prosper and to have hope for our future. And we all know what the future is. That's something that the God is already in. He's already there. And when we see him as, because he said he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, he changed not. There is no distance and time in God. He's everywhere. So he sees our future. He's already set it up and planned it. And he's already laid the roadmap. So it's up to us to follow the roadmap. You know how sometimes when you're going somewhere and you say, you know what, this is going to take too long. Let me take a shortcut. And sometimes you might know the shortcut, and then sometimes you may not. And then you get lost, and now you got to turn around and backtrack and go back the way you came and try to find the path that you were on and stay on that path. We don't want to do that because sometimes if we get off the path and take shortcuts, we may not find our way back to the original path. So it behooves us to stay in the direction which the Father has laid out for us. See, sometimes people are confident and blessed by the words of this particular scripture, then sometimes they're not. But it's something that's going to stir us up and keep us close and at least wondering and seeking the Father. But there's no clear understanding. But this fact is that sometimes God's plan for our lives, it may bring some uncomfortable situations. These are lessons to be learned, but we learn them. And the only reason it's uncomfortable is because we don't agree with it. We want to do something totally different. And so we cause our own discomfort. God does not need our help to prosper us and to move us forward, whether it's physically or spiritually. He don't need us butting in and jumping in and saying, you know, I'm going to help God. You know, that's how Sarah tried to do when God told her that she was going to have a son and that the nation was going to be blessed through him. And she was old, you know, 97 years old, you know, already past the flower of her age, wondering what in the world. So let me help you help God out a little bit. And so she gave her handmaid over to her husband so that a young lady can have a baby by her husband so that they can, you have that child as the future hope for that nation. But that's not what God said. And so, you know, he's like he told Abraham, is there anything too hard for God? There's nothing too hard for God. People, the thing with this nation is that we put him out of our life. We stop seeking him, stop trying to learn who he is. I mean, everybody we got all these different religions and everybody got their way of understanding, trying to figure him out. But how about a personal, direct relationship for yourself? I mean, he is the Father and he's there. He will speak to you. He will make a way for you to know him and understand him. He don't need our help to prosper us. I'm so glad he does. But when we need to be fixed in any area or set in order in any place in our lives, glory to God, to move so that we can move in the right direction, he will help us to move forward. He will, you know, allow things to happen to nurture us, to get us back, or, you know, give us a nudge to get us back on course, because we have that desire to please him. And when you have a desire to please him, you know, you're fighting and warring with your flesh. You're warring inside you. You know, you want to do the right thing by following him, and but your flesh tells you to do something else. And so sometimes he'll nudge you back, you know, back to him. And that's those little things, those little happenings in our lives and difficulties that we encounter. But it should not. We should not let anything separate us from God. The Apostle Paul said, I will let nothing separate me from the love of my God, not tribulations, not sickness, not trials, not persecution. I don't care what people say or do, how sick I get. God is still on the throne, and he's still in charge. And he'll do whatever it takes just to fix us, because he loves us. You know what I mean? To prepare us for this greatness, the plans that he has for us, plans to prosper us. Those are his plans for us. So we need to stay on the right path. Glory to God. Some people are not ready for their future. So they have to be taken sometimes by the cynic. Where I remember saying that to a young man one time, and I ministering to him, and he was telling me the situations that were going on. And I said, all you need to do is yield. You know, the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to you. Just yield and do what's right. I know you like doing this other stuff, but that is not godly. You need to loose yourself from that and get on the right path. Get off that path and get on the right path. Because he says, for I know the plans that I have for you. Glory to God. And God knows the plans, and his plans trump yours. Mine, I can make every plan in the world, but what God says, it's going to happen no matter what. So what are his plans? Seek his plans. Plans to prosper you, he says, not to harm you. I know it seems like because I'm not getting, I wanted that Rolls Royce and I'm not getting it, seems like everything going against me. Well, probably that's not the car for you. Glory to God. Amen. Maybe that car will cause you to have to work forever and kill yourself to pay for it, or separate you from your family or from your friends or whatever, or separate you from God. Sometimes things will take you away from what's right. And so if the Lord don't allow you to get it, he's not trying to harm you, but it's for your good. I'm so glad he worked things out for my good in my life. But there are situations in my life where I've come so close to getting stuff that, and I prayed and I wanted it, and then I did, and then God didn't allow it to happen, and I cried about it, and then later on down the line I see why. Because in the situations, if I had gotten that particular item, it would have been repossessed, because now I have no job, my husband has no job, we're in situations right now where we're struggling. So God knows the plans that he has for our future, and sometimes we try to get off, but we need to stay on those plans, and we have to think back. Now, in our situations, because sometimes you can think that the Father's causing things to happen or allowing the enemy to touch you. We can't blame the devil for everything either, because there are things in us that we cause our own mess up because we're hard-headed and stiff-necked. Glory to God. So don't give him credit for something he didn't do. Just get back on the right path and get yourself together. Now, God sent these words through Jeremiah to comfort Judah. And so they were into captivity in Babylon, but he sent them into captivity because they kept, like I said, getting off track and going a different way. They were still on the beaten path, the path already laid out for them. They go and do their own thing and start worshiping other gods and all this kind of stuff. So he allowed them to go into captivity. So he sent the word to them by Jeremiah, glory to God, but he comforted them. That you're in captivity, but he was telling them, okay, you're in captivity, so, you know, make the best of it. Live in this land, prosper in this land, plant gardens, build houses, you know, go into business, and pray for this land. The key is to pray for this land, because guess what? If this land prospers, you're going to prosper too, glory to God. People don't think of it that way, but that's the truth. And so, while they were in a state of feeling that they were, you know, like the Lord had deserted them and had left them, and they felt like they didn't have any hope, you know. So they sent a word to them from Jeremiah. The turn to idols and to their captors because when they were praying, they felt like God wasn't listening. They were still tied up and tangled up and with Babylonian rule and stuff and oppression. But they didn't understand that. But warning came to them. Warning came to them. Isaiah warned them. All the other prophets. The warning came to them. But like I said, sometimes people want to do their own thing. But they did feel that God had deserted them. So he sent a comfort to them. So just relax. You're in this land. Enjoy yourself in this land. Be blessed in this land. Because guess what? One day I'm going to bring you back to your land. But first of all, you got to change your ways. So it seemed that everything was all doom and gloom, that they would not hear from the prophet of God. But Jeremiah was put there. And nobody wanted to hear from him, though, because he didn't have that sweet word that they wanted to hear. Like, oh, don't worry about it. God going to fix it. Y'all going to be out of here after a while. He's bringing you home. He didn't have that. And they thought his messages was always doom and gloom. When you get ready to speak, you know, nobody wanted to hear it. Oh, here he go again. He'll never have nothing good to say. Well, you ain't doing nothing good, nothing to be complimented for. So now the word come to them, and they kept throwing him into captivity or throwing him into the dungeon because the kings didn't want to hear from him or the people didn't either. When God sends his prophet, they're not always going to come to you with a good news. So stop looking for the man or woman of God to always give you good news. They maybe never will give you the news that you want to hear, especially in the state of the world today, the thing that we're living in now. You may not hear that confident news that you want to hear. You know, don't worry about it. I'm going to handle them. I'll take care of them. You may not hear that. The truest word for the people today is to repent and turn back to God. If you want to hear from the Father, you want to hear truth, repent and turn back to God. That's the truest thing you can hear right now. And with what's going on today with this nation, I'm telling you, and it seems like we're worrying about the body getting sick and healing, but now we're worrying about police killing people and people killing police and people killing each other and robbing and stealing and looting. And it's just time for the nation to repent and turn back to God. So this should be the letter of the day. This should be the word of the day. I'm waiting. I'm listening on the news and on radio shows and broadcasts, and nobody is saying it's time for the people to repent and turn back to God. Yes, we want justice, and God will make them give us. He will bring justice. But as a people, a whole, what are we doing? What are we doing as we call ourselves children of the Most High God? We call ourselves his children. Then what are we doing to bring peace, glory to God? Repent and turn back to God. That's it. That should be the word. So that the Father can step in and do what needs to be done. Because I'm telling you, what's going on is not changing. It's not moving things forward. Backward. It's moving them forward in the same mess over and over. So we need to back up and check ourselves and say, okay, Lord, I'm getting back on track with you. We need your help. We need your guidance. Glory to God. From any man or woman of God, any man, woman, boy, or girl, people don't even teach their children to pray. How many people have prayed in their homes when they're stuck in their homes during this pandemic situation? Not very many people. We want the Father to move. God has a plan for our lives. Whether you fall into it easily or whether you fall into it with provocation and nurturing, whatever it takes, to get you there, you're going to get there. If not, then you fall off and you know where you're going to lift up your eyes. Glory to God. A chosen vessel called by God, amen, becomes a watcher over the wall. Like he told Ezekiel in the third chapter, he said, when you go, I have made you a watcher over the wall, and I want you to speak to my people, but speak with my words. People are talking, but they're not speaking with God's words. They're not talking, glory to God, what the Father is saying. They're not talking what the Lord is speaking, but they're not speaking with the words of God. You know, yeah, we need reformation. We need change. Glory to God, but we need positive change and positive reform. We don't need folk doing things. Everybody got their own agenda of why they're with the movement. Everybody got their own plan to, you know, it's going to prosper me. It's going to get me out front and get me ahead. But until God is first and foremost, and we can get into the plans that the master have for us, it's going to always be turmoil. It's going to always be craziness and all kind of wickedness going on because people don't have the mind of Christ, glory to God. chosen people of God have to follow the plan of God. He told Jeremiah, tell them, I have a plan for their life. That plan is to prosper them, glory to God, and make them have a bright future. But I don't see a bright future in what I'm seeing going on. And people are not seeking God before they make decisions and before they do things. When I look at this mess on TV, excuse me, man, let me get some water. Sorry, my throat's dry. But when I see this stuff on TV and I hear this morning, I was listening to some of the commentators on the television and their comments, and I'm like, okay, when is this going to be prevalent? It needs to be prevalent. People are so afraid of God. They're so afraid that knowing about him is going to make them change their lifestyle or their ways. But let me tell you something. At the end, you're going to die. You're going to leave this earth. And at the end, where are we going to lift up our eyes? If we want peace, and I don't see the world getting better than what it is now. I see it going forward in the same situation or worse because of what's happened in Atlanta the other day. And they just played this morning something that happened in, I think it was Ohio or Oklahoma, one of those places where a policeman killed a young man. I'm not quite sure. Don't quote me. But it was one of those places when I was half listening, half doing my morning devotions. But this man shot this man that he tried to say that he was, they was holding him, they killed the other guy, and then they was holding one man, putting cuffs on him, and he died. They had him up on the stretcher. They showed the picture of him up on the stretcher, and he was lifeless. I don't get it. I don't understand this how they train these people to restrain people, and they put them in murderous holds and stuff like choke holds or cut off their windpipe so they can't breathe, and that makes it okay. It's not okay, and God is not pleased with this, but he wants a people that will not turn violent but will turn to him so he can fix it and he can work it out. These people, our words don't mean nothing to these people. So chosen men and women of God, We have to obey him. We have to look to him for guidance. In our old state of mind, it just won't work. Glory to God. Just like the people of Judah, they didn't want to hear what Jeremiah had to say because they didn't like anything he had to say. And people today won't want to hear you because you tell them to pray and seek God and seek the truth. They don't want to hear the truth. They don't want to hear from the chosen vessel of God because they don't want to obey and they don't want to follow the plans of God. But it's true. It's the only truth that we have, glory to God. Judah adopted to the ways of their enemies and to their captors. And that's a lot of what's wrong with us. We've gotten away from our old ways, from our ways of our ancestors. And we've adopted to the ways of the people. And now we're caught up into their world. But glory to God, amen, we need to seek the Father for guidance. The sin-filled nation of Babylon that they were in, God let his people go into captives, but they could not keep away and refrain from adopting to those people's lifestyle. All they had to do was keep serving the Father, seeking him, and the days wouldn't have been so long. But he already knew that they were going to be in captivity a long time. He already told them that because he knew that they were hard-hearted people. Their false prophets came to them and was telling them lies. Oh, it's almost over. Oh, victory is coming. You're going to be set free. And God told them, listen, don't be listening to those false prophets. I haven't set you free yet. I haven't moved away your oppression. If the law says it's okay, then it's okay. No, but that is so far from the truth. Guess what? Sin is sin. And if it does, if it goes against the laws of God, then guess what? It's sin. Murder goes against the laws of God. I don't care who does it. The Bible says you take an innocent life, your life will be taken. Glory to God. We don't have the right to do that. God has a way of fixing things, changing things. No matter who says it's okay, glory to God, or what laws are passed, glory to God, we still have to seek God's laws for truth. The mentality of Judah, Hooch, Israel's sister, glory to God, in the southern kingdom, is still full throttle today. People are still carrying on in that same method, in that same mold today. People are still choosing, making wrong decisions, choosing to do whatever they want to do. And like, for instance, the rioting and the looting and stuff, that has nothing to do with the cause. Chosen women of God, chosen men of God, they will never compromise their faith and their values for anyone or for anything. They will follow through with all that God has commanded them. What's right is what's right. Peaceful protests, peaceful confrontations. Glory to God. Amen. God has a plan for your life. Guess what? And whatever you plan, his plan trump yours. Glory to God. Are you a chosen vessel, oh, glory to God, or are you just somebody thrown apart? Verse 4 in Jeremiah 29 says, thus said the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, unto all that are carried away captive, whom I have caused to be carried, whom I have caused to be carried away from Jerusalem to Babylon. Build ye houses and dwell in them, and plant gardens and eat the fruit of them. Take ye wives and beget sons and daughters, and take wives for your sons, and give your daughters to husbands, that they may bear sons and daughters, and multiply ye there, and be not diminished, and seek the peace of the city whither I have caused you to be carried away captive, and pray unto Jehovah for it, for in the peace thereof shall ye have peace. If God bless this place, it's going to bless you too. If you destroy the place, you're destroying your own life. Glory to God. God told Jeremiah to instruct the people that were now being held captive in Babylon to move on ahead with their lives. He also told them to pray for the heathens, those murdering, lying, cheating, stealing people. I don't care if they sit in high place. I'm from the president down. If they're heathens, they're heathens. Pray for them, though, that they, well, glory to God, will be kept, and the Lord will stay their hands from destruction. Glory to God. Pray that they have that we will have peace in this land. Glory to God. We want peace. Pray for it. If we got peace, glory to God, in this land, everybody will have peace. Our God is not like us in his ways. He don't think like us. I'm so glad he said his ways are so far away from our ways as the east is from the west. He's not like us. And if we follow his leadership, he will bring peace. But God can't work nothing out if we're stepping in the way. We always want him to fix something, but if he don't move fast enough, then we jump in the way and we cause a delay. Glory to God. You are probably in the midst of something right now, and I believe that we are in this nation, in our own lives, and it seems like it's going from state to state. I'm hearing something all the time, and not the thing. No, now, what about the things that we haven't heard about? You know, we're hearing about some things now that are coming out from under the covers, but what about the things that we haven't heard about and the things that we know about that nothing was ever done about? Glory to God. And so we're trying to figure our own way, glory to God, but we can't do it, glory to God, without the power of God. How can you move yourself to the next move of power when you're doing it outside of the will of God? As children of the Most High God, we have favor with him, but we cannot do it in our own power. You cannot move forward without God's provisions. So when you see other people moving forward and to their chosen calling in God, and it makes you sad and seems like they're doing fine and they're at peace, glory to God, because you feel left behind. But don't you see that you're your own holdup. You are the one that's holding the reins and keeping you from going forward. You're the one that's pulling the reins and yoking the horse. God has a plan for your life. And guess what? His plan trumps yours. If we fast forward to the New Testament where Apostle Paul was there, and he was speaking to the Corinthian church, glory to God, he said to them, I have learned how to be content in whatever state I'm in, glory to God, and godliness with contentment is great gain. And I say, stop trying to move before it's your time to move. Do your best work in God right where you are. Stop, look, and listen. Pray, read, serve. Stop fighting the Holy Spirit. Look to Jesus. He's your guide. Listen to the word of God spoken over your life by your leaders. And put your feet to faith. We always talk about faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen, but we're not acting upon it. Put your feet to faith, meaning not to say, I believe God for this new car. I'm going to get this house and that, or I'm gonna, this new dress or this $1 million falling, whatever. But faith in God, faith in believing that he is and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I'm going to my prayer closet and I'm going to pray. This situation don't seem to be getting better. I'm looking at these protests and these looting and the rioting and the killing. The police are still killing our people. So I'm going to talk to the Father. If folks come together and pray and you know, get into your prayer closet, in your prayer room, and devote your prayer time to the Father. Ask him to step in, because we can fight fire with fire, but most of the time we're the one that's going to get killed. But God has a way of doing things, and you may not like the way he do it, but he knows how to get the job done. Don't wait until the battle is over. Glory to God, amen, to get your joy. See God moving through your prayers, through your faith in him, and knowing who he is, and that nothing is happening except he allows it, knowing that he still has the power to stop or start anything. Glory to God. And shout in the midst of it. God, I praise you. I worship you. I love you, Father. You're the blessed one. You're the holy Father. But give him praise, because he is in control. God has not lost control of this earth. Let me tell you something. Foolish stuff, things are happening because of the will of the people, not of the Father. And don't think that he's not in control. But he's allowing space. If everybody would just start turning to him and seeking him for wisdom, glory to God. Because when he gets tired, when he stands up off of his throne, trouble, you're talking trouble. So it's time for us. We want everybody saved. We want everybody delivered. Even those hatred, mean, obstinate ones that are all surly and just plain don't like nobody. Everybody is evil to them. They hate everybody, even those. We want them saved. We want them delivered. We want God to have a way with them. Glory to God. He has a way of change. He changed us. He can change them. Glory to God. So you begin to just give them over to the Father. The Apostle Paul said that we need to, when there's someone evil, glory to God, amen, we talk to them, we witness to them, and if they don't make that change, we bring them before the church, don't make that change, then we set them outside and let God deal with them. Sometimes you have your children in your home or your grandchildren or some a roommate or whoever living with you, and they're causing havoc, wreaking havoc. Sometimes you need to let them go. You need to put them out and let the Father take control, because he can't do nothing with them if you're going to be in the way all the time. You know, Lord, fix this. But then you run into their rescue. Lord, sometimes people got to go down to come back up. Glory to God. Amen. Not every attack on us is sent by the devil. Sometimes we bring him, and sometimes the Father sent it, because he's trying to get our attention. But always remember, warning come before destruction. I hear people of the world using that phrase, but they have no understanding of what it means. Because I tell you, warning does come before destruction. Before the Father allowed this to happen, this COVID-19 and these violent outbursts, they're being revealed. These people seek God in this, see him in this. Glory to God. These things, the covers are being pulled off of these people. There was one time they was doing this undercover, glory to God, but now it's being revealed. So we don't beget violence with violence, glory to God, amen. We come together with an educated mind and a strategic head, and we talk this thing out, and we pray. We ask God to move and direct and guide us, because violence on violence, I'm telling you, a lot of people will be dead and won't nothing have changed. God has a plan for your life, and his plan trumps yours, glory to God. Don't try to do it on your own, glory to God. Seek God. God says to you right now, live while you're in the place that you're in. Build your houses, your natural and spiritual houses. Draw closer to him. Live in them. Live in the power of his loving arms. Plant your gardens, natural gardens and spiritual gardens. And then let me touch that right there. Those of you that have a place to put a garden, I don't care if you live in an apartment, you better start get some tubs or something and start harvesting a garden, because after a while, we're going to need that. So some of this food will not be fit to eat, glory to God. We need to start growing our own foods, glory to God. Plant our gardens, glory to God, and our natural gardens is the food we eat, but the spiritual garden is getting in the Word, Bible, praying and staying before the Father. Eat from it. Go ahead and get married, glory to God, but get married to Christ as well. You need to have a spiritual commitment with the Father. Have children, glory to God, but not just have them babies and mama, daddy, baby mamas and baby daddies and stuff, but get married and have your children and raise them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, spiritual growth as well as physical growth. Teach them right from wrong. Children don't say yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. They don't say yes, sir. No, sir. When you see somebody with gray hair, I think to me the respect should be yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. I see folk, you know, maybe a couple, only a couple years older than me, and they have gray hair, grayer than mine. They're just older, and I just have to respect them. Yes, sir. No, sir. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Because you honor them. Our children, first of all, before they can get respect from those other persuasions that don't like us, I'm talking black and white, and if they don't like us, then how can you get respect from them when you don't even like yourself? You don't even respect yourself. You go in the stores, you disrespect the older people, you run them down. I almost got knocked over by a young, looked like he might have been 13, 14 year old. Don't even say a word. Look at me like, move out my way, old lady. I mean, parents, teach your children respect. Teach them how to respect themselves by respecting their elders, their own elders, their own people. You want somebody else to respect you, then you respect your people and stop treating your people as if you hate them. Show love for one another. We don't patronize each other in businesses. We don't patronize each other. We don't share with each other. We'd rather give it to the other persuasion than to help our own. So how are we going to have unity or have other people care for us when we're not even united ourselves? We got to come together. It's praying time. Seek the Lord for direction and change your heart and your mind. Increase your spiritual growth and your natural growth by combining together. We need to link together as one. Stop moping and groping and feeling sorry for yourselves. Glory to God. You've been chosen by God for whatever situation you're in. You can come out of it, but it's up to you how you come out. Glory to God. Your end is going to be better than the beginning, but you got to want to be a part of the whole workup. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ha, Shabbat. So that change will come. God has a plan for your lives, and his plan trumps yours. Glory to God. We can try everything we want to. Stop dragging your feet and waiting for the change to come in your life. You make the change by obeying and following the plan of God in your life and doing what's right, making sound decisions. Glory to God. You can't do it without him. You can't do it without the Father, because our flesh is a mess. And inside our flesh, without God, we'll do anything because it feels good. But with the Father, glory to God, we will get it right. We will do everything we can to make it right. Don't let negative conversations just slow you down. And not everybody's going to agree, glory to God, but you stand firm on what you believe. It's time to stop being wishy-washy and following after every wind and yard doctrine. Oh, it sounds good over here. They let you do what you want to do. Oh, it sounds good. I mean, get in the place with God in your own personal heart and mind and stay there, glory to God, because moving around is not going to get you nothing but confusion. I mean, we got so much stuff going on, especially in the church and in the religious sect. Well, I would say religious, but in the church setting, there's so much going on in that people are confused. There were some kings during the time of Judah and Israel. These kings set themselves up as rulers, and we have that same thing going on today. Some people God called, and some they just got up and went themselves. So you have to be careful. That's why I thank God daily for Jesus, because he made a way for us to go to God directly for ourselves. We don't have to wait on the priest anymore. Glory to God. Amen. To give us absolution or to wipe away our sins, which, you know, they don't have the power to do because they're full of sins themselves. But we don't have to wait on that. We can seek the Father. Glory to God. Go directly to him. Glory to God. He has a plan for our lives, and it trumps ours. Jeremiah warns Israel not to be taken in by those types of false prophets and false teachers. You've got to read the handwriting on the wall. Why would God pour out heavy blessings on a nation that don't even love him, a nation that pretend to serve him? When the Lord took me up into a vision and he showed me the church, I'm telling you, that church was so beautiful. Red carpet on the floor, red seats, and people were dancing and praising God, and all I heard was hallelujah, glory to God. And I was sitting up high, and me and the Spirit was looking down at the church, and I was so happy because these people were praising God, and the music was playing, and they were dancing, and they was having such a good time. And the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me and said, you hear them, can you see them? You hear them praising, you hear them calling my name and worshiping me. He says they're praising me and they're worshiping me. He says, but I'm not in it. And that confused me for a moment. And then the Spirit of the Lord gave me incredible interpretation. They're just making noise. They're just doing just like the Apostle Paul said. It's like an empty wagon. When an empty wagon is riding on rocks, all it does is make noise. There's nothing in it. Yes, they're dancing. Yes, they're shouting. Yes, they're shouting. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But they're not really praising me. I'm not in that. And when I went back to church that next day, that Sunday, I had everybody in the church to come to the front and repent for their way of worship. God want a wholehearted worship. It's not how cute you dance, how cute you shout, how good the music plays, but it's what's within you, what's within your heart. Is God truly in charge, glory to God, of your life? When the folks start putting him in charge, glory to God, just like the warning that came to Israel and Judah, the warning is to us now. The Lord of heaven's armies, he does not play, but he can fix anything. God can fix this situation. He can fix us, but he want a people that will come to him and ask him to fix it, not fixing it by trying to fix it on our own, because we can't. I'm looking at these folk on TV running around hurting each other and destroying people's property. That's not the way to fix a situation. God's plan is already laid. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And it supersedes any plan that you and I can make it within ourselves. We can come around the round table, but if God is not the center of that round table, we're still going to come away from the round table with a mess. Glory to God. If we get on the long table, and if God is not in the middle of the long table, we still got to come away from there with a mess. And whatever we try to do, it will fail. It may feel good for a little while or look good for a little while, but after a while, it's going to fall through, because people cannot and will not follow through with a righteous plan. They'll follow through with their own plan because it's their own agenda and it's going to benefit them. But a righteous plan that benefits all people everywhere, they will not follow through on it, and even if they agree with it. But God's plan is well laid, and I'm so glad that it supersedes ours. But it calls for us to be obedient. Being chosen by God is not going to mean that we're going to have a smooth road and we're going to have to travel hard, but he's with us. I remember a while back, so many years ago, Bishop said, I had this dream, and God had me. I was riding in this big white car. And man, that car rode so smooth, but the road I rode on was so bumpy. He said, and God told me it's going to be a smooth ride, but a bumpy road. And I'm telling you, it was a bumpy road for us, but the ride was smooth. And why was it smooth? Because we rode with the Father. He was in it. Even through the rough times, he was there. And it didn't take us down. It didn't make us take down. We praised him the more. We served him the more. We worshiped him the more. Why? Because, glory to God, amen, it behooves us to follow him, to follow after righteousness. Otherwise, what's the point, glory to God? What's the point in going to church? What's the point in reading the scriptures? What's the point in even praying if you're not going to follow after righteousness, glory to God? You're going to have to make some sacrifices. You're going to have to give up a whole lot of stuff, glory to God. Anything and anyone that will beset you. Beset means to move you away from something. And from your journey, beset you or move you away from your journey in Christ, you're going to have to give it up. You got to stay the course. You got to be ready for the call to arms. And then I'm not talking about arms with guns and knives and all of that, but being armed spiritually with the word. God's word has more power than a speeding bullet. I'm telling you, if you are armed with the word of God, his word will turn any evil, wicked device away from you. Glory to God. We can't fight fire with fire. Somebody's bound to be killed. Even Queen Esther had a call to arms. Glory to God, amen. You know her story and how she had to go, glory to God, before the king to save her people. There is a call to arms, glory to God. And this joining together in the fight is not going to do it. Marching, hallelujah, and protesting nonviolently, glory to God, is a good thing. But is God in the center of it, or is it just for a show? Are we asking the Father, what road do we go down now? What person do we speak to now? Word my mouth so that the words come out my mouth will be fruit that everybody can be a partaker of. Are we asking God to lead us in the midst of this? In verse 8, Jeremiah 29, glory to God. And the scripture says, for thus saith Jehovah of hosts, the God of Israel, let not your prophets that are in the midst of you and your diviners deceive you, neither hearken ye to your dreams, which you caused you to be dreamed. For they prophesy falsely unto you in my name. I have not sent them, says Jehovah. For thus says Jehovah, 70 years are accomplished for Babylon. I will visit you and perform my good word toward you in causing you to return to this place. For I know the plans that I have for you, says Jehovah, plans of peace and not of evil, to give you hope in your latter end. And you shall call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with your whole heart. When we serve under leaders that push us to move ahead, we're always encouraged to move on in God, not to change, not to deviate, not to judge, not to cut up or to tear down, but to stand forward in what's right, to teach what's right. We all need someone to believe in us, to believe we can do whatever job it is that they've given us, that they've assigned to us to do. We need someone to know that we're qualified to do it. A leader who will be with us all the way to completion. Our God is that kind of God, that kind of leader, and he knows our future. Glory to God. We don't know what our future is. We know what we hope our future would be. But God knows us. He knows our future, and his plans for us are good, and they're full of hope. We are guaranteed victory when we are chosen for the master's ultimate plan, for his ultimate plan. So don't think that we're not going to go through something, or, you know, there won't be some kind of suffering on this journey. For we suffer with him, then we reign with him, because Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, ye may be also. The place is already, your reservation is high, Yabo Sunda. Your reservation is already made in heaven. Now all you got to do is keep it. Glory to God. Jesus made the reservation for anyone who believes, anyone who trusts and know that he is the Savior, anyone who believes in the Son of God, hallelujah, anyone who repents of their evil ways and turn to the Father, glory to God, for guidance, glory to God, even in the midst of sin, he came to take our sins upon himself. But anyone who believes, he says, can be there with him. He already prepared the place. Your reservation is made, and all you got to do is keep it. The temptation of this world, they tore, glory to God, the people of Israel away from the loving, protective arms of God. And that's what's going on today. These murderers that don't see human beings as human beings and treat us like animals, they've allowed the enemy to tear them away from God. So it's going to take God to deal with them. God still has a plan for your life and mine, and he's got a plan for theirs too. Because he who shed innocent blood, his blood will be shed. He took an innocent life, whoever they are, and there are many of them. Don't ever think they got away. I promise you, even from back in the centuries and hundreds of years ago, glory to God, those that abused and misused our people, they their pain. But God still had a plan for their lives. Glory to God. And at the end, the plan followed through. If he has to take us through something to get us there, still have to follow under his ultimate plan. Just remember that God's plan will trump yours. When you make plans, seek the Lord for your plan before you go out and try to follow through on them. He was always going to bring new life to his people, but he told them that the remnant will return. The remnant is a small amount. It's a small amount, but he told them, here's the hint. He told them, he said, have children, marry and have children. Stop growing so that you don't diminish. In other words, just keep birthing out children so that the nation will grow. But he did say marry first. God was going to bring new life to them. A good sounding word, music that moves you and make you pat your hands and clap your hands and pat your feet, a vigorous dancing and shouting and running around over the place, screaming. And this is not the plan that God has for us. This plan is a state of mind. Before you become a state of being, you got to be one that trusts in the Father with everything you got. God's plan brought abundant life to us by his one and only begotten Son. He brought us abundant life. He gave us the opportunity to be with the Father. Yet, we are not walking in it. We're in disobedience when we stand outside the bounty of God. Spiritual bounty brings natural bounty. Jesus said, I came that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. God's plan for you to prosper and have good success has already been laid. We don't need a new plan. We just need to follow the master's plan. You were chosen for this journey at Calvary when Jesus gave up the ghost and said, it is finished. So this means that the plan was successful and the work was already done. We don't need a new savior. He was the only savior. That's it. He's our way to God. All that's left for us to do is to accept the cross, pick it up, and walk with him. So are you chosen? Guess what? If you are, God has a plan for your life, and his plan trumps yours. So whatever that we're dealing with now, this situation all around us, we have to understand that God's plan is to save our lives. Glory to God. Just like his plan was to save Israel's life, his plan is to save our lives. It may look bleak right now, but God is still in charge. Glory to God. So we need to go to the Father, because guess what? Our theme is Black Lives Matter. Of course, that doesn't even need to be said. All lives matter, because the Father says that all souls are mine, but the soul that sinneth, it shall die. All lives matter to God. We were created in his image and after his likeness. If we follow the master's plan, all this stuff that's going on now, glory to God, only he can change situations and change people. Some folk, they're trying to keep a paycheck coming. So, of course, they got the meetings and the round table discussions, the square table discussions, the oval table discussions, whatever the place may be. But they're not doing, nothing is moving and nothing is changing. And there's something happening over here and there's something happening over there, because God is not in control. And since folk can't meet in church houses, you would think sometimes spending time in the church house, people would have changed a little bit and would have gotten themselves together just to hear the word. Sometimes we give people a day or two of trying to live a holy life, and then they go on back, or some people completely change it. But they don't pick up the telephone. They don't turn to gospel station. They don't listen to gospel radio. I think this pandemonium has caused people to fall even farther away from God, but the Bible speaks of it being a great falling away in the last days. So we got a question. We've been studying the book of Revelation for some time. I mean, we got to study in our heart and mind and question, where are we with that? Are we close or not? Look at what's going on around you. Jesus himself said we can look at the sky and say, okay, it's going to rain today, or it's going to be hot today, or the sun is going to set over here. We can look at the sky and discern the signs of the time, but we can't discern the signs of the coming of God. We need to get our act together, and we need to pray. Pray for the people that are out there on the streets, that they make good, sound decisions, and that they no harm come to them, that God's hand will be upon them. And pray for those that are in high places making decisions for our lives, that for our well-being. They're making decisions for us, glory to God, but they need to put God first. So whatever you do, pray and remember to seek God for the plan that he's laid for your life. God has a plan, glory to God, and it trumps yours and mine. Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening to us this morning as we begin to break the bread of life, talking about the plan that God has for us. Glory to God. We know that it's been some rough stuff going on around us. And I tell you, people are violent and they don't have to be. And And we just need to understand and know that God himself is in control. Don't ever think that God has lost control. Even if you're fearful, just understand that, you know, you can turn to the Father. Sometimes I see a situation, I say, okay, Father, I leave that up to you. It's in his hands, glory to God. I'm not going to join in with violence. I'm not going to join in with foolishness, but I'm going to pray for them that are out there that they make right decisions. Somebody has to speak up, and I'm glad that they're out there walking, but I pray that they stay peaceful and that they're able to speak and say words that make sense and not out there just causing havoc, you know, on the area, destroying property that you're going to have to pay to rebuild anyway. So let us keep prayerful, glory to God, and want you to be blessed. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for those that were listening in this morning to the broadcast. We thank you for those that came, glory to God, before your face, before your presence, Lord, this morning. We pray that you've touched the hearts of your people that are seeking you, Lord. Father, give them understanding, Lord, and keep a hedge of protection around them. Let not the enemy destroy that which you have created, Father, those that are yours. You said the earth is mine and the fullness thereof. So all that is yours, Father, we pray for your protective covering. We pray for those that are protesting on the highways, Lord God, and up and down the cities, Father God, that there be nonviolence, Father. We pray that you would lead them and guide them, that somebody would spread a prayer like go through like wildfire, that somebody begin to pray, and this prayer just go through those crowds like wildfire, and these people just begin to call on your name and pray to you, because only you can change situations and circumstances that are going on today. Father, we thank you for keeping us this far, Lord. Father, you haven't allowed the world to destroy us, your people. Father, we look to you from which cometh our help, because we know that all our help comes from you. We ask that, Father, we pray that you would stay with these people. Father, keep them, hold them in the hollow of your hand. Bless their household, Father God, that there be peace in their household, Lord, Father, that no sickness will come to them, no evil will befall them, Father, and that they will not even hit their foot on a stone, that the angels will be there to protect them under all circumstances. We thank you, we bless you, and we give honor to your name. Amen, amen. We thank you for all the good that is going on around us, and we thank you for what is being brought to light. And like I said earlier, we know that the Father, some things he's just revealing. And those are things that we need to pray for. Because some things have been hidden under the cover, and now they're coming to the light. So we need to be prayerful, and we need to ask him for direction on how we as a people can step in and help out to make this situation right. Say to you, have a wonderful day, and give God praise. Amen. And live your life in the glory of God. God bless you. Until next week, enjoy your day. Travel here before. Travel here before.
Gotta be where you are.